What a beautiful, crappy day. The sun shines on a gloriously snow-lined Interstate 75 in staggering contrast to my stormy mood. On a regular day, I wouldn't particularly enjoy driving for hours. I get motion sick pretty easily, even if I'm at the wheel. But today, I'd trade a limb, or possibly even a minor, non-vital organ, to be anywhere other than stuck in a rental car with my ex-girlfriend turned fake girlfriend as we head home for the holidays. I tap my fingertips on the steering wheel and throw a glance at the emerald numbers of the car's digital clock. And we've still got 2 hours of sunny road ahead. Joy of joys. Kate and I started fighting the moment I pulled up in front of our old apartment in Ann Arbor at noon to pick her up. Too late, in her opinion. A wasted half day. A totally reasonable hour for me, considering I had to pack, grab a bite to eat before the long journey, and walk to the rental office to collect the car, which, of course, wasn't the right model. Toy size, according to Kate. Perfectly proportioned, according to me. Then we argued about the dimensions of her luggage, exaggerated in my eyes, essential in hers, which also explained why she considered the car too small. "I have presents to bring home," she argued. "Didn't you buy any?" And when I said I planned to do my Christmas shopping in Bluewater Springs, she gave a theatrical eye roll. "Of course. Why would you put some thought and care in choosing gifts for your loved ones? Do it last minute, like always. It's your specialty." To which I didn't respond. But the bickering isn't why we're sitting so tensely in this overstuffed Nissan Versa we risk snapping in half at every bump on the road. No, we're on pins and needles because, for the past 4 months, we've barely been in each other's lives. Definitely not in person. Definitely not for hours at a time. And definitely not in such a confined space like the passenger compartment of a allegedly tiny car. Until today, our sole communication since the end of summer break amounted to the odd informational text about momentous happenings in our days the other should be aware of to keep up the farce. As relationships go, ours grew nice and steady over the years as we progressed from best friends to dating to living together, but then crashed alarmingly fast on the way down. A falling, vertical smear of a breakup that flatlined into this fake relationship sham we're now carrying out for the sake of our families. Anyway, now that she's run out of criticisms, Kate is giving me the silent treatment, which she knows I hate. Silence is uncomfortable. Angry silence is unbearable. When I can't stand the bitter muteness any longer, I give up and ask a question on the only topic that still unites us. How do you want to tell them? Kate, who's been pointedly staring out the window, her big brown eyes unwilling to meet mine even for a glimpse, turns on me. Since you're telling them, you can do it however you choose. I frown. Why should I be the one to tell our parents?
Because it's all your fault.
If I remember correctly, you dumped me. So if anyone should take the blame, it's you. Kate pulls a lock of her chestnut hair behind her ear and crosses her arms over her chest.
Not when you didn't leave me any choice, with you being such an immature...
Save it, I interrupt, staring at the straight, infinite road ahead. I don't care to listen to a list of my shortcomings again. And I sure won't stand in front of the firing squad alone. I wouldn't even know what to tell them.
Go with the truth. It's always the best approach.
Which would be?
That we don't love each other anymore.
Ah. My mouth parches as I remember the day she informed me of this fact. Needless to say, Kate's decision to end things between us totally blindsided me. A sudden breakup with no chance of an appeal after a romance that had lasted almost a decade came to me as a real shock, a freezing cold shower. And, okay, maybe I wasn't grand gesturing her every other day, and I might have taken our relationship a little too much for granted. I'm man enough to admit that. But I'd always assumed we'd grow old together. She was my rock, and I was hers, full stop. Only she had different plans.